7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Egypt. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Emotep Daniels. Emotep. Joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Alexios Fortner. What's going on, man?
Yes.
Yes.
Give us free. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know where I am right now. Yeah, man, what's up, bro? How you feeling today, man?
Man, I am good. Happy to be back in the studio with you, my friend. If this is your first time joining us, we're a video game show. Normally, what we do is we get together and we talk about video games. We talk about games we've been playing. We talk about video game news and we break down a roundtable. Occasionally, though, we do a mini-sode. This week is a mini-sode. Todd, what is our mini-sode this week? What is the top seven that we're doing this week?
Ubisoft games, man, our favorite games. We say it all the time. It's our favorite games. It's not necessarily what, you know, critically or objectively. I don't even know if you can make that possible. It's all subjective. Or the best games. It's just our best games, our favorite games. The things that left memories with us in those that think alike.
Some are subjective. I will say this, objectively speaking, that game Agony is straight hot garbage. Just needed to say that for a second.
Just
needed to say that. If you like Agony, tell me why, because I'm lost. I'm really confused about how anybody can like. But anyway, moving on. I really wanted to hate on that for just a second.
As you should, sir. As you should.
Garbage, man. Just could not figure out what was going on in that game. But no, yeah, we're doing top seven Ubisoft games this week. Top seven Ubisoft, one of these developers. They've been around forever. Been around a long time. Everybody knows their name. They're one of the big boys. They play up there with Bethesda and EA. Listen back to our top seven Bethesda games for some interesting stuff, some interesting conversation. Some about Toad. Being an angry little bastard. Toad, damn it.
Fucking Toad. And Mario's a lame when it comes to the dames. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, my question about Toad real quick, because I've heard this. I need to get your opinion about this. So, you know the mushroom part of his head? Sometimes he takes that off. Is that organic or is that just a hat? Like
that's
what?
A great question, man. That's a great question. I think we should actually hang out, get some mushrooms, and figure that whole thing out. That might be a good idea.
Just sit there and think about it for a second. You know what? That's the question of the week for the Skip the Tutorial tribe. Do you think Toad's head is just a hat, or is it part of his body? Just let us know. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. Twitter at STT underscore pod. Facebook.com/SkipTheTutorialPod. Instagram, Skip the Tutorial Podcast. Or email us, skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Do you think that Toad's head is a hat, or is it organically attached to his body, and every time he removes it off, it's just a painful process? Like,
kind of like Wolverine with his claws.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts. Does it hurt every time?
Yeah, like, because then when you remove it, because he only removes it when he's mad, so that means you got to be really pissed off to rip that shit off your head if it's attached. That's what I'm like, and he does it directed at Mario almost every time, because Mario, and we've gone over this, is an asshole. He's an asshole.
I love his games. I love Mario's games, but I mean, damn.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but we are talking about Ubisoft, not Nintendo this week. Although Ubisoft and Nintendo have had a couple crossovers with Rabbids, and they got one more coming out soon with the Star Fox crossover, which will be interesting. But Ubisoft, you're right, man. They're one of the best developers out there. They're constantly focused on making their games better. Single-player games. It's one of those that we will always fuck with because we love Ubisoft stuff. So, Todd, why don't you get us started this week with your number seven for top seven Ubisoft games?
Far Cry 3.
Fields of Weed.
See, that's it. That's the whole reason why it's on the list. We talked about this before we started recording. I had to put this one on here. I mean, they got one of my favorite villains. We talked about that in our top seven villains episode. So I'm not going to get into that too much, but it's definitely got one of my favorite villains. And really, that game is cool because you get to go and burn up a field of weeds. The weeds. Like Stephen A. Smith says, stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed, man. Are you on the weed? Are you on the pot? Are you on the drugs?
You know I'm a fan of the Far Cry series. And this year, I'm just showing Ubisoft love. It could fall off, but they've made a big rebound to me over the past few years. Personally, I've really enjoyed a lot of their games. So we're going to start it off real smooth and easy. Get right on in there with Far Cry 3.
I like how you said that. I felt like I was on a 70s radio station for a minute. We're getting real smooth and easy tonight. It was like late night, and you're about to play a jazz record.
Sometimes I get the Cavassier out, turn the dim light on, you know.
Get the fish sandwich. The vape now.
Oh, man. Look at that there. You know, oh, ladies. Excuse me, ladies. Run a lady low, man. Don't get me started with the ladies, man. That was my shit. You know what I'm saying? It was fucking, look, would you like to meet me at the nacho chart? Court?
Hey, baby, can I buy you a fish sandwich? I love the ladies, man. Oh, man, he had a smiley face tattooed on his ass.
Yeah, that's how they would catch him.
Man, I kind of want to watch that.
My wife, too.
Oh, Will Ferrell in that movie, man. Will Ferrell.
Greco wrestling.
Naked. Naked Greco-Roman wrestling. I'm going to oil our bodies up. Freaking Will Ferrell, man.
Actually, that sounds very gay to me. Super gay.
He's like, Will. Are you sure you're not gay?
Like Ellie from Last of Us 2 gay.
Yes, let's bring the ladies man back. I love the ladies man.
That was a funny fucking film, bro. But what's okay, so what was your number 7 on your Ubisoft list, sir?
Phil, hand me the pickled eggs. all right, my number 7 is also a Far Cry game. It's Far Cry 4. I love Far Cry 4. The reason I love Far Cry 4 is, I mean, it's a great game. It's a lot of fun. It's a blast. Talking about it, again, makes me want to bust it out and play it again because I still have it. But Far Cry 4 also was one of those games that I accidentally beat it in 15 minutes because you could. And I didn't realize that I did it. Basically, I was playing the game. I popped it in and then I got a phone call and I was talking with my wife. And it was at the very beginning of the game where he tells you to sit down and wait there for him to come back. And I was talking with her. And then all of a sudden the guy comes back, he takes me to this helicopter, and I'm like, oh, cool, this is part of the game, then it's game over, credits roll. And I was like, holy shit, I just beat this game in 15 minutes. But besides that, the action, the storyline, you know, you're going back and forth between the rebels and the government control, you know, the car driving, the tower taking, everything about that game. I love Far Cry 4. Just a blast. I need to play 5. I still need to play 5. But Far Cry 4 was such a brilliant, fun game that I loved it. I loved everything about it. It's a Far Cry game, so you know what's in it.
Exactly.
But they're fun. They're always a blast. They're always fun. What is your number 6, my friend?
I mean, let's just go in complete order then. It's kind of weird how the universe links up, because I'm going with Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5. There we go.
We didn't plan this one out. But that's almost as much as I love killing Nazis, I love killing religious American cultists. So it worked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm digital killing. Like digital titties I reference all the time. Digital killing. I don't really like to kill people, obviously.
I
enjoy the games to avoid the feeling of the physical rage. But Far Cry 5, man, I really had a lot of fun with that game. I just like it. I dig it, man. I'm a Far Cry fan. You know, some people don't like them. I even like Far Cry Primal. I've referenced that before. But just to keep it going smooth, man, Far Cry 5. And I actually like, they're not as impactful as far as the antagonists on here, just as Vasa. But I just like the idea of it. You know what I mean? The gameplay aspects are kind of cool as far as how they expanded a little bit on that. And I mean, I got a cougar named Peaches. And a diabetic bear. So I really had to put, let's get the Far Cries out the way, basically.
Yeah, get the Far Cry. I love the bear. Like, the diabetic bear is still one of my, like, that's one of the most American things possible, is it not? You've taken a bear and you've made him a diabetic. Like, that's an American thing.
It's a real problem out here, folks. I gotta need to go to the doctor right now.
I got the beatus juice.
Shit, Brian.
That's Mountain Dew. That's Mountain Dew. That's the beatus juice is Mountain Dew. All right, my number six is a game that I played in college quite a bit. One of my first real, outside of Team Fortress and Team Fortress 2, one of my first real addictive multiplayer experiences, it was Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. Incredible series, the Rainbow Six series. All of those are fantastic. I have not played enough of the newest one. What is the new one called? Rainbow Six?
Siege.
Siege. I have not played enough Siege. But Rogue Spear is the entire Rainbow Six series with controlling your team, sending people into Flashbang, sending people into Breach of Door with C4, trying to save hostages, playing online against other teams. Just, it's amazing. It's an amazing experience. The whole Rainbow Six series was one of those first, and still remains one of the most interesting multiplayer or interesting first-person shooters out there because of the way you have to engage with the environment. You have to do it from a tactical-based view. And I think that's kind of brilliant, and I love those games so much. But Rainbow Six Rogue Spear is specific for me just with how much time I spent in college playing it. And just me and my roommate, Kevin D, you're out there. I know you're listening. So shout-out to Kevin D. But me and him playing Rainbow Six Rogue Spear constantly. So that is my number six. Todd, what's your number five?
I'm going to go ahead and get this knocked out. I didn't even beat this game. I know you did, but I watched my girl beat it. So I have to put Rayman Legends on this list. It's just a cool platformer, bro. It's just a cool platformer. I might fuck around and get the port that's on the Switch just because fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just we do. But, because you're killing me with the dance.
Sorry. I get real excited about Rayman. Right. I start dancing.
I know what I'm saying. I'm done. I'll let you talk about it because I know it's on your list.
My number five is a little bit of a cheat. They technically didn't make it, but they did bring it to Europe as a port. And I think it was an extremely important port. It is the RPG Grandia for the PlayStation 1. Grandia for the PlayStation 1. They're responsible for bringing this game to Europe at a time when RPGs were not so popular in Europe, if you will. You know, this was the early 2000s when it came over there. It was the year 2000. Grandia is one of these RPGs that has stayed with me my entire life. Just because the storyline was just, you know how I am a sucker for good stories. This was the first JRPG I played where the storyline was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, there's still the craziness, but they focus more on the human aspect in Grandia, which is what I liked about it. There's still the crazy dragons and gods and all sorts of magic stuff that happens, don't get me wrong, but they focus really on the development of the characters and the story, and Grandia is an extremely important RPG in my opinion. It's a beautiful story, it's wonderful gameplay, it's turn-based, it's got some excellent mechanics in it, it's beautiful, the soundtrack's amazing. I absolutely love Grandia. I will go to my grave saying Grandia is still better than Final Fantasy VII. And that's a big thing to say, yeah, man.
That's a big deal. That's a big thing.
That's a controversial opinion to have. I'm ready for those for that lashout, that lashback against me for saying that. So I'm prepared for the email. I mean, yeah, fuck them.
That's what I'm saying. These are our opinions, man. These are just, you know, top sevens are just a lot of fun. And we say it all the time, man, playing the same playground, different people trying to, you know, enjoy some stuff. And it's really about throwing the ideas out and getting other people's ideas, too. Just, you know, thankful for the platform to do it. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
What number are we on?
You're number four, my friend. You're number four.
Ghost Recon Wildlands. Now, look, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Wildlands, woo. Now, it's not, okay.
Girls Gone Wildlands.
I haven't spent a million hours on this one either, and it's not like the greatest fucking third-person shooter I've played. It's got, definitely got some issues, but fuck it. I talk about what I want, and I put them on the list just because they put the Predator in the game, and I'm a big Predator fan. That was really cool. That's it. That's pretty much the reason why it's on my list.
I still feel like they shouldn't have announced it. Like they did. I feel like it should have organically happened where just the Predator shows up in somebody's game and then everybody for a while is like, ah, you're fucking crazy, man. You were too high when you were playing like,
no,
that.
No, bro. The Predator's really there, bro. The three dots in a triangle. He blew me up. Whatever, man.
It'll be like that guy on Ancient Aliens. aliens.
Yeah, that dude's hair.
I love that guy's hair. I love how
they don't never want to give Egyptians credit for shit.
I know. They're just anyway, like the aliens built it. It's like, you bastard.
Theories that believe that we have just lost that type of information over the millennia. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple. It's not necessarily that aliens came along. What's that?
I was going to say, did you hear that guy on Joe Rogan's show talking about how they think the pyramids are way older than we ever considered them to be?
No, absolutely. Definitely. You're talking about the geologist guy that was talking about the Sphinx?
Yeah.
There's a couple of documentaries with him I've watched. You know, I'm in Egyptology or Egyptian history. Of course, it's interesting to me. Good segue for what we'll talk about on the very end of this. But yeah, man, like definitely. I think it's, you know, that's funny. But yeah, the ancient alien shows are funny as fuck, though. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of crazy. But I just think people are way smarter than we give them credit for a long time ago. Maybe history just repeats itself. Like, we get really, really smart, and then some fucked up shit happens. We die off and forget all the shit and start our way over again. But,
I agree, man.
I don't know how we got into that from the Predator, but, I mean, the Predator, which one was it? Predator versus Aliens, I think it was.
Predator.
With the pyramid underground?
Yep.
Maybe that's how.
That's how it was, man. That was it. Maybe it's the fourth dimensional gray beings controlling our conversation to get us away from the truth. I'm just saying. It could be.
A whole nother podcast that we need to start.
Yeah. But anyway, we need to start tracking the motivations of the fourth dimensional gray beings. I'm just saying. Anyway, on to video games. Enough about gray beings living in my room. My number four is a classic.
Do your job. Sorry.
I don't think it gets enough credit for one of the best sneaking game. What is that called? Stealth. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word stealth for a minute. That's Splinter Cell, man. I love Splinter Cell. It's a fantastic series of games that's supposed to make a comeback. Sam Fisher, where you at? My dude with the goggles, the three green eyes. I love it. It's just an amazing game. Like, it's a lot of fun. It's got great espionage to it. It's got a great political story. You know, it's even got a great multiplayer. Not enough people give that game credit where it's due with that multiplayer. That basically spy versus spy style of multiplayer was a lot of fun back in the day. Me and my buddy used to play it all the time. I love Splinter Cell. Now I'm probably going to play Splinter Cell later because I still have my copy.
I kind of feel like you on the previous Bethesda list. Like, the only reason why I didn't put it on my list is because I knew you would put it on your list. But that's a great choice, sir.
Yeah, Splinter Cell's so good. So good. What's your number three, Todd?
It's going to sound... excuse me. Wow. Came out of nowhere.
Name Tom of your sex Clancy's tape. I had to get it in there.
That's it. Don't let me my mind start rolling on those names. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas.
Nice.
Only because I haven't played enough Siege. Like, it's like the way for me, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Siege should be on there, but I don't know. I'm not gonna combo them. I just remember spending a lot of hours back in a gap.
Yeah.
On Vegas, and I think that laid a lot of groundwork for what we got in Siege and be able to build upon that whole community. I respect the fuck out of that community. That's why I just didn't want to jump in. But I just remember traversing walls and busting through windows and causing havoc. And it was just a fun game to me. It's not like critically going to be well received. And a lot of people might be like, Rainbow Six Vegas suck. But personally, I had fun with it.
I did too, man. I had a blast with Vegas.
Yeah, man.
I played it on 360. Right.
Yep, that was it. That was the system to play it on. That was definitely the system to play it on. That's why I made it on my list, though, man. It's really more of a shout out to Siege, but I spent so much time with Six, so I had to put it up there with it, man. What's your number three, good sir?
Before I get on to my number three, I do want to say we should start playing some Siege. I wanna play it. I really do, but I think I need somebody who's played it before to get in there because it seems so insurmountable.
The cool thing about the whole community, from what I understand, but that's the thing. It's, you know, our different communities. Like, we got the STT tribe with Tribe Love and folks, and it seems like it's a certain type of personality type that connects with certain things. From what I understand, the way the community set up, like, it's not a bad game to jump into. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
it's not, you know, so I don't give a fuck. Just give me a gun. I will shoot somebody in the face. It's going to happen.
Just give me that. Give me that SMG or that ESP, man. That's all I want. You know what? I want to play Siege as Kratos and see how that works. I think that'd be a cheat code, though.
Play everything as Kratos.
Yeah.
Overcooked too. Kratos.
I don't care about your burger. Get over here. I can't wait for Overcooked too. I can't wait for my wife to yell at me on the couch to take the trash out in the game. Yeah, she'll do it in real life too. Who am I kidding? My number three is a classic game starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm kidding. They screwed that up with that movie so bad. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm about to reference. Prince of Persia: Sands of Time. Sands of Time. I love this game. PlayStation 2. Did not like the movie. Again, casting Jake Gyllenhaal as a Persian was a bad choice. A very, very bad choice for that movie. I don't even remember that movie, man. Who else was in that flick? Was Ben Kingsley in that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Gandhi.
Gandhi was in that movie. But Prince of Persia: Sands of Time was one of those games that came out for the PlayStation 2 and blew my mind with the mechanic of reversing time. I thought that was fascinating. The ability to pull back time in the Sands of Time, and actually just the whole platforming aspect of Sands of Time. And it was a reimagining of a new series of games, because Prince of Persia originally was out way back in the gap, man, a long time ago. It was originally just a side scroller. But this one, they really did some puzzle platforming, some excellent boss fights, and just some really cool environments. I love Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time. It's one of the best PlayStation 2 games of all time. If you haven't played it, I know it's on Steam as well. So you can pick that up for PC. It's probably going to go on sale. Just with the Steam sale still going on today. I know I've spent way too much money already on that Steam sale. Way too much money.
No such thing.
No, but my credit card bill's not going to like it. it never does, man. It never does. Steam is one of those traps, man. They pull you in and then they just don't let you go.
You know what, though, man? I do want to give you credit. You do a pretty good job of handling your finances. I listen to some of your advice when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah. But, I try to be. I'm cheap. That's the thing. I'm cheap in real life. I'm real cheap. I go to Goodwill and I dig through things to find cheap stuff.
Oh, man, we've talked about this already with your dumpster diving. You're not that cheap. Look, let's continue.
All right. I mean, I've got to go to Goodwill today. I got to find cookware, and I know they throw that shit out on Saturdays. So I got to go to Goodwill today and pick up my cookware. That's all I'm saying.
So from the outside, what are you cooking? Trash?
From the outside. I once knew a guy whose mom was a professor, and she used to experiment. This is a real horrible story, by the way. But he was real messed up after this. But you talked about that for a second. I was like, I once knew a guy whose mom was a college professor and would experiment on her kids. And her big whole, like, term paper that she was writing at the time, or dissertation, was that you could feed people garbage meat and they would be perfectly fine. Like, just expired. I was like, what kind of crazy lunatic feeds people garbage meat? That's disgusting.
Taco Bell back in the 90s.
That's true. Happened. Yeah, that definitely happened. You know what? We all ate garbage meat at one point in our lives.
I mean, not technically garbage meat, but it was like dog status meat.
Them and Ponchos. Yeah, Ponchos got in trouble for that too. Ponchos got in trouble for serving dog food. Do you want to go to Ponchos later? We can go to Ponchos.
No, not in that tone. Not after you've been rummaging around Goodwill trash bins. I'm good.
All right, what's your number two?
I'm fucking with you. We could go. Number two, man, it'll probably piss some people off. I don't care. The Division, man. And that's kind of in light of The Division 2. And once again, this is my personal favorites. I'm not saying that The Division was like a great game. The Division man, it just upset me highly. Like, the Dark Zone, how broken it was, and how rewarded just fucking douchebags and
A lot of, like, the story wasn't that great. The loot system wasn't that great. But I had so much fun. I reference him all the time, my homeboy Mike.
Yep.
My homeboy Mike, shout out to VSOP, 6-7 Family, what's happening? But still, even with all of the division's problems, the fact that it was extremely disappointing, the fact that the video that they showed from E3 previously looked way better than the actual game, personally, I still dug the game. And part of the reason why is because the division that came out originally is not the division that's out now. All of the division quirks, like, this is how it was supposed to be. They still supported it. And the overall theme for this whole thing with Ubisoft is they seem like they really care.
They do.
Like, but there's, you know, they actually give a fuck about the community. They actually care about their games. And the one, and the developers and publishers that support their games, I'm going to support them. So, you know, yeah, The Division, I have fun with it. I enjoy the actual game. I enjoy the team aspect of it. I really, you know, like the idea of The Division 2 having raids, and I cannot wait for that to come out. So, you know, that's the reason why it's number 2 on my list. It's really Division 1, but it's like a series in my mind, like looking forward to The Division 2. I don't see how it can disappoint me personally as a fan of that game.
Man, I think you hit it on the nail on the head with that one, man. With Ubisoft, their support of their games. I mean, The Division and Rainbow Six Siege are perfect examples of that. Because when Rainbow Six Siege came out, people trashed that game for a long time, but they kept working at it and kept adding more content, adding more stuff, and now it's an extremely popular multiplayer game. People play it all the time. My number 2 is one we've talked about in great detail, and I know it's one that you're going to be able to talk about probably with me. Is Assassin's Creed Origins. If I'm going to put an Assassin's Creed on this game, it's going to be Assassin's Creed Origins. Blew my mind. It reinvigorated the series. It changed Assassin's Creed in the best possible way. Like, they did it, man. They finally did it. Like, they really killed it with that one. But that is my number 2. Todd, what's your number 1?
I mean, you know, that's my number 1.
Yep, that's why I wanted to get onto it, because I know you can talk more about something.
And I got to make to clarify something, because I brought it up in a previous episode. I've probably been an E3 episode where I got super excited and I was like, it looks like Assassin's Creed Odyssey is going in chronological order. If technically Origins would have happened after Odyssey, because the Peloponnesian War happens before, you know, Rome goes into Egypt. I got to fix that. But great idea. I love it. I love the way they reset the whole franchise. I know some people are just like, oh, I want Assassin's Creed the way that it was. But for me, Ubisoft, mwah, magnifique. You did a great job. I love it. Bayek is still one of my favorite protagonists, period. I don't care. You know, I know it's some old metaphysical space age shit, speaking of aliens, all right, and pyramids and shit like that. But, you know, I do. Look, I reference her all the time, my old lady. Hopefully she never leaves me, but because she's a great source to kind of bounce ideas off of. Watching us both run through that game and both enjoy it for different reasons made me enjoy it even more. And I'm super excited about Odyssey and the template that Origins laid down. And I cannot wait to fucking fight sharks in Odyssey. And if it's anything like Origins, I don't see how it cannot be a great gameplay experience with how much fun I've had with Origins. Thank you, Ubisoft, for having nuts.
Yes.
Big cassava loving nuts. So, yeah, that's my number 1.
I think one of my favorite entertaining moments from playing Origins was just you and my wife. Actually, it was more my wife getting competitive with you about how far you both were in the game. Like, she's like, I gotta beat Todd. I gotta get there faster.
That was not an easy one to just fly through. And I will say, Assassin's Creed Origins and probably God of War, the two games that I did the most, like, video capture and photo captures of. Just like when you climb to the top of a pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those areas were just
beautiful.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's just crazy. I can't wait till Odyssey comes out. I'm really looking forward to that one, too.
Me, too. My number 1, you've talked about it. It's one of my favorite games of all time. You know I'm a big fan of side-scrolling platformers. Rayman Legends. I love Rayman Legends so much. It's the only game I've 100% completed on PlayStation 4. Unfortunately, I don't get the Platinum Trophy because I did it on my wife's account, which was so sad for me. So I was like, oh, she gets the Platinum and I don't. But Rayman Legends is just one of these beautiful, wonderful, fantastic experiences, man. Like, the music, the action, how quick it is, how difficult the game is. Like, I just love the Rayman series altogether. I really do. Ubisoft, though, man, like, the whole point of this list is Ubisoft is one of those developers. They've been solid. They've had their ups and downs, don't get me wrong. They've had their issues, but they've always come back to the community. That's the beautiful thing about them. They always go back to the community. They always see what people want, and they always reach out. I mean, there's very few developers like that out there. But Ubisoft, you're one of the best, man. Just absolutely one of the best. Any follow-ups for you, man? Any runner-ups? Runner-ups?
I mean, it's little cool stuff. Like, I want to see what they do with, maybe I'll jump back into For Honor when they come out with a new one. I know they're coming out with some DLC soon.
Yeah.
I just saw that in E3. Ubisoft is my people, bro. Like, that's the one that kind of pops into my head right now, but it's so many games. Any Far Cry, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Anything that stuck out to you that we, you know, just missed completely?
I mean, as far as just Ubisoft is concerned, you know, this actually does cross over just a little bit because they had some, with our Bethesda episode, because they did have some involvement with Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind as well. So, you know, it's good to call that out, them having just a little bit of development in the European distribution, at least.
And still in this one, because I think I talked about it in Bethesda one, I think it's important. You know, hey, Canada.
Hey, I see Canada. You. I see you.
I see you, Canada.
Beyond Good and Evil, of course.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I know you
played the first one. I couldn't mention that one. I can't mention that one until that comes out in 2078. I don't know when that's going to come out, but when it comes out, I hope I'm still able to play it.
Me too.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I can't wait, man. 13, the game 13, nice little cel-shaded PlayStation 2 GameCube game. It's a lot of fun. Xbox, Windows. Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance for the PS2. I love the Baldur's Gate games. I
forgot about that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Far Cry. I mean, we talked about Far Cry, but I don't think people give enough credit to Far Cry, the first one changing games for a long time. It did. Graphically speaking, that game came along. And it's like we talked about the water. Everybody talked about the water with the first Far Cry, man.
And some people just love to hate that game. I mean, it's just the idea. It's almost kind of, it's not quite like Just Cause-ish, but the kind of havoc that you can create by just like unleashing a tiger on a camp, you know what I mean? That doesn't really get old to me. Like, that formula works. I think they do a great job of finding great templates and moving it forward. And fuck it, we're gonna support and push the people that we think care about what they do and care about the product that they're putting out. Because I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, it's saving lives. I think.
I agree, man. Like, especially with, you know, just putting the money into it and just like saying, hey, we listen to you. We want to have a good time. We all want to have a good time playing video games. Let's make this a good time. Peter Jackson's King Kong for the Xbox 360. Look, game is short and I get it's based off a movie, but that game was used to sell systems. I mean, it really was. That was a beautiful game back in the day. Just absolutely wonderful. I mean, they've just done so many. Call of Juarez, I remember that one. Devil May Cry 3, they had involvement with. Call of Juarez
was cool. Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, good. You did more research on this one. Oh, you fuck King Kong in some kind of ways. But anyway, unless it's King Kong versus Godzilla, you know, we'll talk about that off air. But anyway.
Yeah. You know, they brought Resident Evil 4 to the PC, so they've actually had a lot of involvement, just not with development, but getting distribution and getting things onto different platforms and, you know, being involved in that world where they're trying to get more gamers into these games that they see some value or credit in. So
I think Bethesda and Ubisoft need to come together and make a little video game love baby and name it The Ladies Man.
The Ladies Man. Ladies Man. The Pickled Eggs Edition.
I don't know. Anything else, man?
Nah, man, that's it. That's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. You can find us on Twitter at STT_pod, Facebook.com/Skip the Tutorial Pod. You can find us on Instagram, Skip the Tutorial Podcast. You can find us on CastBox, on Podbean, coming to Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're following you everywhere you go. Look behind you right now in your window. We're behind you.
Oh, yeah,
right,
man. Now. And as usual, man, we come to you humbly, you know, and this really has a lot more to do with the people that's listening than it does with us, in all sincerity. And, you know, as usual, you appreciate it. We fuck with you. The tribe strong.
Absolutely. Hashtag tribe love. Hashtag tribe strong. I cannot say it. Hashtag tribe strong. And also, as we always do, stay humble.